Howard, you're live.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Monday, December 14th, 2020. It's a little after 6 p.m. First order of business, Scott, could you please establish a quorum?
Yes. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Roger Hayes. Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer. And Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you, Scott. Would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome you to the December 14th, 2020 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 permit application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. And you may leave after your case has been heard.
Thank you, Scott. First item of business is review and action, approval of the November 9th, 2020 and the November 19th, 2020 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to either?
There is a correction on number 2024. The spelling of my name had a G on the end. Needs to be removed.
Any other corrections? Additions?
Make a motion to approve the November 9th and November 19th, 2020 meeting minutes with corrections.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
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 Opposed? Minutes are approved. Okay, we have a motion to move 2036 Division 3 to first. Is there a second for that?
Second.
A second. Any discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Time limit?
I'll make a motion to limit the time limit to 4 minutes per person.
Okay, we have a motion to limit the time 4 minutes per person. Do we have a second?
I have a second.
Have a second. Any further discussion?
Yeah, before you vote, Devin, that is not to include your applicant or party.
Yeah,
that's part of the case.
Per person. Would that cover it, the per person?
Well, then you'd be limiting your applicant to 4 minutes.
Okay.
And we've never done that. Your applicant needs to explain their project. In the past, it's been to any person that's not a party of the case.
I'll amend it to a 4 minute time limit for the people speaking on the concept.
Public hearing.
Or public hearing, not including the representative.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Dave, second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. First item we have up for public hearing and final vote is 2036 Division 3, 26 Cabins on Lakeshore Drive, Ridgedale.
Presley, would you, before we start this public hearing, let everybody know which one's up, please? Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. So case number 20-036 is White Oak Ventures is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit to allow the expansion of Phase 2 of the Thunderhead Cottages to add 26 to 30 resort cabins to be located at Lakeshore Drive and Waterview Drive, Ridgedale. Per the assessor's information, all 13 parcels are located in Ozark Paradise Village subdivision. Property will be served by private wells for water and a treatment wastewater treatment plant for wastewater. Applicant states that Phase 2 of Thunderhead Cottages will consist of the 20 Shelby Cottages, 2-bedroom cabins, and 6 John Cottages, which are 4-bedroom cabins, and will include the required infrastructure improvements to tie the proposed cabins into the existing water and sanitary sewer system for Big Cedar Lodge. Project received a total score of 24 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. So these are the parcels highlighted that were on the application. There's one here and I believe one here that are not included. Here's a proposed drawing that they presented. They actually had an expansion back in 2011 or 12. I can't remember the exact date, but this parcel here was brought through and approved to add the Thunderhead Resort was in this area. So then per my staff recommendations, it'd be compliance with the applicable provisions of Taney County Development Guidance Code that would include sediment and erosion, stormwater management, land grading permit, utility easements, building line setbacks, and then improvements with the scale building, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. 2, compliance letters from Western Taney Fire Protection District and all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature shall be provided to the Planning Department office. 3, Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. 4, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And then 5, a decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
All right, good evening.
Good evening, I'm Todd Chandler with CPWG Engineering. I'll be the engineer of record for this project. We're really looking forward to bringing this project to the community, the next phase of some highly successful cabins for all of Taney County. So with that, I'll answer any questions you may have.
Anything to add to his presentation or
no, review of the... One item I will add is as far as the sewer capacity, this is going to be coming online with the sewer district kind of phased in with their project to get Big Cedar on to the treatment plant or the Hollister treatment plant. So in the meantime, it'll continue to, once we put the force main extension into an existing lift station that's out there, that'll be connected to the existing treatment plant, which will function in the future as a lift station for all the sewer that's coming in. As far as well, that'll utilize the existing system, similar to the way the cabins are already being routed. Also, we're working with Western Taney to get the flow calculations on the existing hydrant that's basically right by the sign as you enter the lakeside cottages.
Okay. Any specific questions for the applicant?
What do you plan on doing for the, it looks like you've got a turnaround drew in right above Waterview?
Yeah, and we're still working on the plan for that because, as you're aware, there is a property that's currently not owned by White Oak Ventures.
That's what I was looking yep. at because that would primarily landlock him. I didn't know what your plan was.
Yeah, so we're going to leave that Waterview Street in there. We will have to work with that property owner to give him a gate access via remote. So there is a gate there currently, so that's something that I'll be coordinating with you, Devin, on as far as if that's allowable. Otherwise, we'll have to take the gate out or look at other options for extending the road on the kind of the southeast end to serve as the new access point for that landowner. There is a possible connection that wouldn't be too bad to extend a road that ties into the existing cul-de-sac that's out there. So that's
the one
thing
we currently have at the end of Waterview?
Yeah, that's correct.
What, to connect back up to Lakeshore?
Yep, that is correct, sir.
Any other questions for the applicant? Is there anyone in the audience that is here to speak on behalf of the application? Anyone in the audience that's here to speak in opposition to the application? But two, one of you want to go first? Todd, you can have a seat.
My name is Ron Carr. I'm a property owner in Oakmont. We have current litigation involving an area of this project. The boat dock that's furthest down in that channel is our boat dock. In the prior building, we've been restricted access because this outfit has reapportioned, rebuilt roads, which I understand according to original guidelines, no roads were supposed to be changed or altered. So we now have no access to our easement, and the builder stole our easement and built on it. So any further development is only going to compound an existing situation that hasn't been resolved.
Can you point out the boat dock there, do you mind? Just to give us a frame of reference.
This little guy right here. We used to be able to come in. There were existing roads here that should never have been altered. So now you can see there's no roads. Lakeshore Drive, County Road, was illegally given to this outfit. The county had no legal grounds to give up that road. That was a public access road to core property. We now have to go through a gated arm to get down to this area here, which then we have to travel on core property, a gravel kind of made up roadway. During high water times and the like, we have no access because they took our easement. So further development